Hey guys, welcome back to the Road to Madness podcast. I'm Min Dong.
I'm Magaglio. 75 days until March Madness tips off.
Yeah, 75 days, but now less than 11 weeks until March Madness, excuse me, tips off. Finally back in the studio, as you can see. Back, and I can't be more excited to do another episode. Happy New Year's to everyone. Hope you guys all celebrated. And I definitely did. You definitely did. And yeah, I'm excited to be back for year number four of the podcast.
Indeed. And as you can see, I'm not in my studio right now. Got a sickness going around my house, so I have to stay safe. So with that being said, let us get kick things off with the slate the past 2 days and some games going on currently as we speak. 6 o'clock on New Year's. Happy New Year's, everyone, once again. Let's talk about some games though first. And we'll start with number 11, UCLA. This is Friday's slate. Very close game down to the wire against Washington State. UCLA ends up winning this game 67-66. Great comeback for them. They were down by 5 at halftime and they ended up pulling through. Jahami Hodges had a big game for the UCLA, and yeah, they stay afloat at 12-2. We talked about this game already, but number 14, Miami, took down Notre Dame. Not going to cover that one. If you did not see that, go check out last episode, which was on Thursday. Number 15, Wisconsin. It was somewhat close with Western Michigan. Only a 10-point win for Wisconsin, 76-66 at home. And we already covered number 25, UNC, losing to Pitt. Let's look at Saturday's slate. This was a big one. And Saturday's slate was very exciting. And I was very happy as a college basketball fan myself. Let's start things off with the banger. This was a 12 o'clock game yesterday. It was number two, UConn, going to Cincinnati. And we thought this game would be a good one. And it was, by all means. You called the upset, and it was Xavier, number 22. Big win for them. And this is a really big win, if you think about it, for Big East play as well, because now Xavier is now in first place. They're 12-3 on the year, and they're going to see a big number jump in their name in the AP poll. But Zach Freeman thought a good game for them. Shout out to him. Hunter Jackson almost had a triple-double for UConn and the losers. Next up, number three, Houston. A very close game with UCF. UCF gave it their all. But Houston ends up pulling away by six. Tremont Mark had a good game for the Cougars. They're now 14-1. Number four, Kansas. Really big scare. And a lot of people were saying that this game was very influenced by the refs in the second half. Take it how you want it. I personally thought this game should have went to OT, but it was Kansas, number four, winning 69-67. They're now 15 at halftime, storm back and win by just two. Jalen Wilson continues to shine. Bryce Thompson, a good game, though, in his revenge game. For Oklahoma State. Number five, Arizona. 9-point win against Arizona State. Pretty back and forth game. At least in the first half, it wasn't, but second half, it was pretty back and forth. Good win for Arizona. Number six, Texas. Close game, very close game, but they ended up pulling out against Oklahoma on the road. 70-69. I was a little scared as a Longhorn fan myself, but Timmy Allen got things done for us. Texas continues to cruise, now 12-1. Number 10, Gonzaga. They took care of ease against Pepperdine. Drew Timmy, man, really good game. 35 points, 10 rebounds. Gonzaga scored 111 in conference play against Pepperdine. 111-88 was the final. Next game up, upset. Number 12, Baylor. They went into the Hilton, and what did we say? Hilton was a top five home court advantage. It showed in this game. Iowa State, big win, 67-62 against Baylor. As a Baylor fan, I'd be a little concerned now. That's not a good way to kick off your Big 12 conference play, losing to Iowa State. Iowa State now 10-2 on the year. Number 13, Virginia took care of business against Georgia Tech, 74-56. Number 17, Duke also took care of Florida State convincingly, 86-67. TCU, it was a closer one, but they did end up taking care of business in Fort Worth, 67-71 win over Texas Tech. This game was not a good one at all. It was number 19, Kentucky and Louisville for the Battle of Kentucky, 86-63. Louisville, man, 0-3 on the road now, 2-12 on the year. Yikes. That's all I got to say about that. This game was also a phenomenal one. I was very surprised by this game. Oops. Whoops. ESPN videos just sometimes just pop up as I'm looking through the scores. If you're on it for a while, it just does that. I always forget to mute the tab. Regardless, it was number 22, New Mexico, barely pulling out of here in Wyoming. 75, excuse me, 76-75 to win. Jalen House had a big game. Make your free throws at the end of that game. is all I'll say about that. Finally, great OT game to kick off or to end the night, I should say. Number 24, West Virginia loses this game in OT to Kansas State. It was 82-76. Marquise Norwell almost had a triple-double. Phenomenal game for him. Trey Mitchell, though, had a good game for West Virginia on the other side. What were your thoughts? And actually, do you want to cover the games that have already no, never mind. What were your thoughts on the games the past 2 days?
Yeah, man. Like I said, the Cintas said it was going to be rocking, and it absolutely was. I had Xavier this game, and, man, they didn't disappoint. This game didn't disappoint. Obviously, Xavier, start to finish, was a pretty masterclass performance by them. UConn, obviously, could not get over the hump, but great game. Down the stretch, obviously, Dan Hurley got called for a technical. That may have been the difference. Twitter's going crazy all over it. I'm not going to get to that. But Xavier, great win for them. Houston, so they survived scared. Like I mentioned, UCF is definitely a bubble team, and they showed it against Houston. And they made it tough for them, but Houston obviously pulled away. And like you mentioned, this Kansas game, it was scary. And, man, I thought Oklahoma State had this one in the bag. They were up a pretty big margin, and Kansas just fought its way back and pulled out the win. Arizona, good win for them. And Texas, I know you're happy about this one. I want to hear your thoughts about this game.
Yeah, man. I mean, it was a great game. I mean, Oklahoma is a good team. I'll give them that. But yeah, this game is a little scary. Yeah, 1 point win is. I mean, I'll take it. It's a road game, but yeah, they're gonna have to be better than that because teams like Kansas, teams like TCU. And teams like Iowa State, I could probably put in that category. They won't roll over like that. You got to be better than that.
Yeah, but good win for them. Gonzaga, no surprises there for Gonzaga. Obviously, it was a pretty close game until Max Lewis got in foul trouble. Once Max Lewis got out of foul trouble, they made it a game once again. But they were outscored by 15 when Max Lewis was off the floor. They ended up losing by 23. So, obviously, they needed Max Lewis there. Unfortunately, he got in the deep foul trouble in the first half, and that kind of made the difference. Like you mentioned, the Hilton Magic, top five home court in all of college basketball, and a big win against Baylor. Virginia, no surprise. Duke, no surprise. And TCU, man, I can't emphasize that enough. They're finally healthy, and they're a good team. They're a Final Four team in my book. I'm still going to keep saying that. Kentucky, Louisville, I know you told me, guess the spread, I guessed 21.5, and the spread was 23.5. They ended up winning by 23, so bad beat there for all you Kentucky bettors there. New Mexico and Wyoming, I believe this is one of our plays of the day, and it was also a bad beat. But New Mexico escapes Wyoming with the win by 1. The spread was 2, needed those 2 free throws, and he missed them with a second left in the game. And West Virginia loses to Kansas State. We knew, we both called this result. We thought Kansas State was probably the better team heading into this one, especially at home. Marquise Newell, transferred from Little Rock about 2 years ago. Haven't heard his name in forever, but he's been in college basketball for a while. He's second in the nation in assists, only behind Yuri Collins at St. Louis. And, man, he's one of their top players and might be one of the top players in the Big 12, to be honest.
Yeah, I definitely agree. And just looking around the NCAA on other games, a really big game in the Colonial to kick off here Saturday it was. It was Charleston going to Towson. This game was phenomenal. Probably the game of the day if I had to pick one. And it was Charleston winning this game 76-74 in OT. Ante Brizgovic had 22 points in the win for Charleston. Charleston now 14-1, 2-0 Colonial. Should see a number next to their name come tomorrow. Other notable games, Villanova is now 500, which is kind of really weird to say. They lost to Marquette. Very close one. It was 68-66. What were your thoughts on that game? And what are your thoughts on Villanova now being 7-7?
Yeah, good game. Villanova 7-7 is a little strange to me, man. I really have nothing to say. I think I'm not really too worried about their future. I mean, recruiting rise, they seem okay. They're gonna get the guys whoever they want to get, but not sure about the coaching this far.
Yeah, I definitely agree. And kind of weird because Kyle Neptune did so good at Fordham last year. At least I thought he did a really good job. But this year so far, Villanova, not the same. And I know they're not fully healthy yet. I'll give them that. But still, just don't know what to think about that. But we'll see what happens. Obviously, it's a long year. There's still a lot of games left to be played. So anything could happen. You never know. Flipping the new year over, you never know what could happen. Anything's possible. So we'll see what happens with Villanova. That's something to definitely monitor. But other than that, just looking around the league, a lot of great performances, though, for some guys. A lot of 30-point games. A lot of just crazy stat lines, to be honest. I saw one guy had – who was it? I forgot where he went. But you're going to have to give me a sec. I got to find his name. Oh, maybe it was – hold on. Oh, it was Friday. That's what it was. Hold on. I saw someone had like 40 points or something. It was New Orleans. Here it is. Jordan Johnson had 39 points. New Orleans lost, though, to Houston Christian and OT. Why don't I bring this up? I don't know. I was looking at the performances, and I saw that he had a good game. Imani Bates also had a very good game. Career high, 36 points. But they did lose to South Carolina. Eastern Michigan did on Friday as well. Any other notable things you saw?
There was a 40-point score yesterday. His name was James Bishop, George Washington.
Right. Yeah.
They got the win over Loyola Chicago. Loyola Chicago, we thought they're going to make the big jump, obviously, from the Missouri Valley to the A-10. We thought they're going to have a pretty good time at the A-10, but so far not looking too good. What are your thoughts on them?
I mean, I think the A-10 in general is kind of all over the place right now. I mean, we looked at a team like Dayton, who we thought was going to be really good this year. Haven't lived up to their standards just yet. St. Louis has kind of been not really talked about recently. And I mean, no one's really been talked about that is supposed to be shining in the A-10. Look at the standings of the A-10. Most of those teams in non-conference play are about – I'd say majority are about 500. I mean, Dayton is 10-5, VCU is 10-4, George Mason 9-5, St. Louis 9-5. And then you got teams like Duquesne. Duquesne has the best record in the – oh, no, Fordham has the best record in the A-10 right now. I mean, I know it's all non-con stuff. At the majority right now, they've only had two games played for most of these teams in the A-10 for conference play. But still, the A-10's been very disappointing this year. And I don't know. But regardless, I do think that George Washington could be a team to watch out for this year in the A-10. And for Loyola Chicago, man, I haven't looked really good at all. And it's funny because they beat Clemson, which is kind of weird because I don't think Loyola Chicago is that good, to be honest. I think they just had a good game plan. I think they have a very good coach. I think Valentine's a very good coach, but I don't know. I don't know how they'll fare so far this year in the A-10.
Yeah, and let's look at today's games. Obviously, let's recap some of them. Providence, easy win over DePaul. No, you're a DePaul fan, but Providence, they're a lot better team. They're 4-0 in the Big East. What do you think about them?
Yeah, man. They have a big contest coming up on Wednesday. That's going to be a big game against UConn at home. Like I said, we're trying to try and go to that game. We'll let you know how that goes. And they're still in the works at the moment, but I like our chances to go.
Yeah. Next up, USC. They lose by 10 at Washington State. What are your thoughts on that one?
Yeah, man. Bad loss for USC. They took down Washington the other day and losing to the in-state rivals, Washington State. Bad loss. And USC's – I don't think USC's that good, to be honest. I think they're kind of overrated. I mean, Boogie Ellis and Drew Peterson are very good. But other than that, they don't got that much going for them, in my personal opinion. Will they make the tournament? I don't know. It's a big question mark for me at the moment. I'm going to say probably not. I still think they're in the bubble, even though they lost Washington State, though.
Mm-hmm. And some games going on currently. Maryland losing by 34 to a team that just lost to Central Michigan. That team would be Michigan. Michigan is up 70-36. What are your thoughts on that game so far?
Yeah, man. 44-13 at halftime. Hunter Dickinson has 30 points and 12 rebounds, and there's still 6 minutes left in the game. I assume they definitely took him out by now. They'd be crazy to keep him in. Let me check. I mean, it's not going to tell me, but I'm assuming that he's out. I don't know why he'd still be in. But regardless, Maryland, man, another team that's kind of been under the radar after being ranked a couple weeks ago. They have lost. They lost three in a row, and they're on a two-game win streak. But, this is not a good win. This is a bad loss for them. They now have four losses on the year, and a team got a turn in the wrong direction. But we'll see what happens. They got a tough schedule coming up after Michigan. They got Rutgers at Rutgers, Ohio State, Iowa, and then they play Michigan again. in the next four games. So we'll see how that stretch goes. And then they got Purdue after that. So tough stretch for them coming up.
And a great game right now on ESPN, Memphis, Tulane. Memphis is up 249-47. First media timeout. What are your thoughts on this one?
Yeah, good game. Tulane, I think, is I'm surprised Tulane's close in this game. I think Memphis is the real deal. I think they're second right now in the American. I think the American is a conference that's a little underappreciated, to be honest. I think they're all right this year. I think Houston's obviously stepping to the plate big. I think Temple's a very good team still, and Memphis obviously is going to be there. UCF has done a good job. Cincinnati's also done a good job. And then you got a team like East Carolina, who has kind of shocked a lot of teams this past non-con schedule. And I don't know. I think the American's pretty good. But, yeah, I think Memphis should win this game. But Tulane, I think we'll keep it close to the majority.
Definitely agree with you. And last game currently going on, Iowa-Penn State. Penn State is up 18 at the half, 44-26. Iowa, man, there. Looks like a heading towards a lost season for them. What are your thoughts on this game?
Yeah, they're falling off a cliff. This will be their third loss already in Big Ten play, and they'll be 0-3 at the bottom of the Big Ten conference standings right now. And I don't think Iowa's – I don't remember Iowa being this bad in terms of Big Ten play. Last year, Iowa was very good in Big Ten play. And, I mean, they started out the year pretty hot. The only losses that they've had before the Eastern Illinois loss was Wisconsin, TCU, and Duke, who are all ranked teams at this moment. And since then, they've lost two in a row. That'd be three in a row if they can't finish off this comeback against Penn State. So I'd be concerned if I was an Iowa fan, and they're definitely trending the wrong direction still. And this could be a very steep drop for them if they can't win this game.
Mm-hmm. And three games left in this New Year's slate. Unfortunately, we won't be covering them because they're all going to tip off within an hour away. And by the time we upload this, they'll probably be done or maybe ongoing. So let's just go to Monday slate, tomorrow slate. Starting off with the number one team in the nation, we got Purdue hosting Rutgers at 7 o'clock. Who you got in this one?
Big game. If you do recall last year, Rutgers took down Purdue, but this was at Jersey Mike Arena. This time it's at the Mackey. I do think Purdue's going to win this game. But you know Rutgers, man. They'll keep this game close. They got a good defensive scheme. I think they'll stop Zach Edey. I think they'll hold Zach Edey down to under 15 points, if I had to guess. But I think some other guys step up to play. I got Purdue winning this game.
You're 100% right about that. Rutgers beat them last year. And what rank was Purdue when Rutgers beat them? Number one.
Yeah.
What does that mean? 2 years in a row, I think Rutgers will beat them.
No way.
As the number one team. I'm going Rutgers here.
What, do you think it's going to be a Ron Harper half-court buzzer beater again?
No, I think they're going to beat
them. Obviously not. He's not on the team anymore.
I think it's a Cliff Omowori alley-hoop to win the game.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, you'd be a betting man if you tried to put money on that. We'll see if you do that.
Play of the day tomorrow, Rutgers money line. There you go. That's my play of the day. All right,
next up, 7 o'clock. We'll go to Stillwater, Oklahoma. Number 24, West Virginia. Probably going to be unranked come tomorrow anyways. They're going to Oklahoma State to take on a team who almost just took down number 4, Kansas. Who do you got winning this game?
Yeah, I'm going with Oklahoma State here. They looked so good the first 30 minutes of the Kansas game, only to fall off a cliff. I got to go with them. West Virginia, not really a good away team in my opinion. So any Big 12 team at home in a fairly even matchup, I'd say, I'm taking the home team all day.
Yeah, man, I think Oklahoma State's going to come off a big high, obviously keeping it really close with Kansas. I think West Virginia's going to punch them in the mouth. I'm going to go with West Virginia winning this game.
Mm-hmm. And I guess we'll go to Tuesday slate now. Tomorrow slate, not the best of slates. So we'll see things up. What?
I was just looking at the slate. I didn't realize how many games there were.
Yeah, 6:30, we got Marquette and St. John's. Who you got in this one?
Yeah, man. Marquette's trending in the right direction. St. John's trending in the wrong direction. They got blown out by Seton Hall. I think it was like 80, what was it, 88? Let me check. 88-66. Yeah, that's pretty bad. I'm going to go with Marquette.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Marquette too. I like the St. John's team, but after watching that Seton Hall game, very skeptical.
Definitely agree. 7 o'clock. Big game here for the SEC once again. It is number 21, Mississippi State probably be unranked by this time. Their go-to, Knoxville, to take on number 7 Tennessee at this moment. Might move up. We'll see. Who do you got winning this SEC battle?
Yeah, both these teams, both elite defensive teams. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game, a very low-scoring game, probably 110s in my opinion. I'm going to go with Tennessee in a very close one, although I won't be surprised if they lose.
Really? Even at home?
Even at home, yeah.
Interesting. I'm going to go with Tennessee as well. I think Mississippi State, I think they're a little bit fraudulent, to be honest. I mean, I know that their slate's pretty good, and they kept it very close with Alabama. But I don't know. If they lose this one, that's going to be 3 losses in a row for them. And look at the non-con schedule. It wasn't the best. I mean, they took down Marquette. They beat Utah. They beat Minnesota, if that counts, I guess. And I mean, that's about it. They lost to Drake and Bama. I think they're going to lose 3 in a row. And that's going to be a big toll for them.
Yeah, shout out our boy Eric Reed Jr., though. He's been playing a lot there, getting some good PT. And yeah, he's the starting point guard there.
Yeah, shout out to him. He's been hooping. Obviously, respect to him. No hate picking against him. Obviously, we still love him. But I'm still going to pick Tennessee. I'm sorry.
Uh-huh. And at 8 o'clock, we got LSU going to Rupp Arena, taking on number 19, Kentucky. That will change by tomorrow. I know that for sure. Yeah. LSU probably will see a number next to his name. So, they will see a number next to his name. Who you got winning this one?
I mean, it's not guaranteed that they'll see a number, but I think they should personally. But regardless, man, that's a tough game. I'm still going to take Kentucky. I know Kentucky hasn't been the best, but coming off a really good win against Louisville, I think that the offense is finally there. So I'm going to go with Kentucky.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Kentucky as well, especially at home. Maybe if it was at LSU's place, I'd pick LSU, but at Rupp Arena, I'm going Kentucky.
I agree. And 8:30, good Big East game. Both these teams, obviously, a little bit of a down year thus far, I'd say. It's Seton Hall going to Omaha to take on Creighton. Who do you got?
I'm going Creighton. That's an easy pick, man.
Easy pick. I don't know if that's easy by any means. I'm going to go with Creighton as well. I think this game could be a little bit closer.
Yeah, Creighton Southie. So it's an easy pick for me. 9 o'clock, number 4 Kansas takes on Texas Tech in Lubbock. Who you have in this one?
Yeah, man, good game. Texas Tech, obviously, that home court advantage could help them a lot, I think. I think this is going to be a tough game for Kansas, but I think they will end up pulling it through. So I'm going to go with Kansas winning this game.
Yeah, I'll go Kansas as well.
Next game up, 9 o'clock, Big 12 game. I'm very excited for this game on Tuesday. Kansas State going to Austin, Texas, to take on number 6 Texas. Who do you got winning this game? This is a huge one. Both these teams 12-1. And this will be a ranked game, I think, come Tuesday as well. I think Kansas State might get a number next to their name. There's a lot of teams that have a chance to get a number next to their name come tomorrow. So I'm very excited about tomorrow's poll. But who do you win this game?
Yeah, definitely agree with you. Hopefully Charleston will have his number next to his name as well.
They deserve it. I hope they
do. I got to go Texas here.
Thank you. I'm going to go Texas as well.
Yeah. And another ranked game, this time in the SEC, or one ranked team, actually. 8 Alabama hosts Ole Miss. Who you got in that one?
I got Bama. That should be an easy one, I think.
Mm-hmm. Same here.
Next up, somehow this game turned into a very good game at 9 o'clock. It's number 13, Virginia. Where are they going? They're going to Pitt to take on Pittsburgh. Obviously, Pittsburgh just beat UNC. So I'm very excited about this game. Obviously, Virginia is now 10-2 in the year, and Pittsburgh is undefeated right now in ACC play. So that being said, I'll make my pick, and I think I'm going to be going with Virginia. I think it's going to be a close game. I think Pitt can keep this game very close, to be honest. But, I'm going to go with Pittsburgh, pulling off a big upset here.
Yeah. My mom walked in, so you see my mom, and when I come around, I'll probably blow her out. But yeah, it's funny. I'm going with Virginia here.
Definitely agree. And I was talking for very long, so you can.
I probably meant something, but yeah, thank you. Next up, 9 o'clock, we got 15 Wisconsin hosting Minnesota. Should be a one-sided game in this Big Ten Conference. Who you got?
I hope so. Minnesota is not a bad team by any means, but I think Wisconsin's a much better team. I got the Badgers winning this game.
Yeah, easily for me.
Definitely agree. And final game, let's go to 11 o'clock. New Mexico, 14-0. They go to Fresno to take on Fresno State. This game should be a lopsided one, I think. Who do you have?
Yeah, New Mexico here.
Going to 15-0 if they win this one. I'm going to pick them as well.
Yeah, and that's it for today. Obviously, not too big of a slate tomorrow. That Rutgers-Purdue game you should watch, though. And on Tuesday, there's a lot better games, but still an underwhelming slate compared to this past Saturday, which was an incredible slate. Every Saturday is an incredible slate. What do you think?
Yeah, man. Every Saturday is the day for college basketball. I know there's a lot of great other stuff going on. I know college football playoffs going on, bowl games going on, NFL season is concluding, going to the playoffs. A lot of good stuff in sports right now. But college basketball, man, it's coming. It's coming. And one other thing I want to mention, Hunter Dickinson's still playing. I don't know why he's still playing. I'm very annoyed with that. Now, that's just annoying as a – I mean, there's 2 minutes left in the game. Why are you still playing? You're up 35. But sorry, I just had to rant a little bit. But yeah, man, I think it's going to be a good year. March Madness is now 2.5 months away. So it's coming. It's coming very fast, and we can't wait. Bracket Challenge, obviously one of our favorite times of the year. And March Madness and all in all, I still think it's the best time of the year. I don't care what anyone says. I know that the holiday season's great for family and stuff, but March Madness is something else. No disrespect to my family. I love my family. I'm very happy that I'm back home. But March Madness is a very close second.
Yeah, definitely agree with you. And I'm happy because I'm just pretty happy overall. Shout out TCU for advancing to the national championship. I've been saying this for a very long time, even before college basketball started. I said it's going to be a hell of a year for TCU football and a hell of a year for TCU basketball. And, man, it's if you're at TCU right now, I can't imagine what you're going through. It's a big year for you guys, and I hope you guys defeat Georgia in the national championship. Yeah, special announcement. I think we teamed up with TikTokers, right? Yeah. Yep. Would you like to announce that?
Sure. So for those of you that are on TikTok, we have a TikTok. It's RTM underscore podcast, I'm pretty sure. But on TikTok, we still have that page. Obviously, we don't post too much on that. So we are collaborating with Dirty Water Wagers. Obviously, there's two other guys there that are big football and basketball, NBA guys specifically. We're the college guys, and you're sprinkling a little bit of PGA in there as well. So for those of you that are interested, check it out. It's Dirty Water Wagers on TikTok. We'll probably put in the links and post it on social media probably. But Dirty Water Wagers, go check them out. They have a lot more followers than us on TikTok. I don't know how they did it, but they seem to find a way, and they're pretty good. So I'll give them a follow, and you'll see us on there time to time, giving our college basketball analysis and plays.
Yeah, so should do it. Shout out to me for winning a fantasy football league. Not the league you're in. My other friends, I'm winning. I won the league, so pretty happy about that. Thank you. Yeah, fraudulent. I'll read my team out because I want to shout out every one of those. Geno Smith, DeAndre Swift, Saquon Barkley, Michael Pittman Jr., Mike Williams, Dalton Schultz, Devin Singletary, Pittsburgh defense, and Justin Tucker. Shout out you guys. You guys are the GOATs. Especially you, DeAndre Swift, drafted US second overall in both leagues. And come the championship, you finally show people why I drafted you second overall. But yeah, congratulations to me. I can finally pay out the winner of our league with this money. So I break even no matter what.
There you go. There you go. But yeah, I think this is all we got for today's episode. 75 days left until March Madness tips off. Very excited for that. Next episode will probably be on Wednesday. But if we are going to the Providence game, which we do not know just yet, obviously you'll see it on social media because we post whenever we go to a game. So I'm very excited for that if that does come to be true. But yeah, 75 days left. Thank you guys for tuning in. As always, Happy New Year once again. And that is all we got for today's episode. Thank you guys for tuning in as always. And it is always March, baby.
It's always March, baby. Thank you guys for tuning in.